Got Your Ears On is brought to you by Tactical Legion Knives. Live from the campus of Tom Radio, under the direction of Guido, Scoot, and Johnson, it's the pride of podcasting.
It's Got Your Ears On.
All right, everybody, hello and welcome to this week's episode of Got Your Ears On. I'm Guido along with Scoot.
I'm on fire, yo.
And Johnson.
Heyo.
Heyo. We're back. Happy, hope everybody enjoyed their Memorial Day.
Doing
anything. You shouldn't have met with anybody or shaken any hands or shared any hamburgers.
Happy boring Memorial Day.
Happy boring Memorial Day. Yeah, so we're back. We're here doing a show, and the helmet tournament is over, Johnson.
Yes,
how do you feel about it? Are you kind of sad
well,
that it's done?
I am.
Can we do a jersey one? Can we just have a jersey competition?
I'm up for any of that. Yeah, this was super fun, and I don't know if you I know Wes. So Wes Wilson 247. We'll make sure we have a link to Wes's profile in the blog post, but. I know he had to be pumped too, because if you've been following along with us, the helmet tournament came down to Preston and Princeton. And the last time I looked, he had, that matchup had like 1500 votes, I think, which I think is pretty awesome. It's pretty cool. And it came down to less than a 2% margin. So it was a battle down to the wire. I think it was like 50.9 to 49.1 in favor of Preston. So
yeah, so Scoot, your Preston Knights move on.
I was pulling for that.
Move on to the Dark Knights of the competition, as Wes said last week.
Well, yeah, you remember Wes called them the Dark Knights, so very apropos and very deserving. I mean, they have a sweet helmet.
I think when we talked about it 2 weeks ago for the first time, that was Scoot's like favorite helmet coming out. Like, Scoot called it early on.
So I kind of
you made it happen.
Well, and Princeton had a sweet helmet too. I mean,
yes.
So now Preston's now on to the national.
Correct.
Wes has been sharing. Have you seen some of the helmets Wes has been sharing, or early the competitions from other states?
Did you see the one in Louisiana? The Louisiana one.
Yes.
The one that won Louisiana had Snoopy.
Yes.
Or something,
it was
it was
the Red Barons or the something, and then. There was another one out of Indiana that had like an angry looking like Uncle Sam, but he was like a senator.
They were the
That's
senators.
That's a pretty sharp looking logo.
I saw that too,
He's kind of like Uncle Sam mixed with a demon deacon.
Yeah, well, and it made me think of like, why couldn't the Washington Nationals have come up with something cool like that? You know, that was the first thing I thought of. Like, I know it's the senators and it's been done, but.
Yeah, what do they have? Curly like, QW? Wow. Awesome. Cool W.
Remember when they had the D and the C? Really well thought of.
We're really thinking about making a big change. We're going to maybe not curl the W as much.
So awesome for Wes. It turned out great. Glad that went so well for him. At Wes Wilson 247. And we said it, and we'll say it again. We said it last week. We'll say it again. A lot of those helmets, not a lot, but there are a good amount of those helmets that went pretty deep into the tournament that Wes designed. And if you're a high school coach and you're looking to have somebody design a helmet for you, I'm kind of pushing Wes to see if he'll do a got your ears.
Yeah, everyone needs to connect with Wes for their logo, for their design, no doubt.
I think a got your ears on helmet would be.
I'm secretly pining for that. Like I don't want to like push my luck, but he sent us a tweet response, and I was like, oh, that would be awesome. So, Wes, if you're listening, I would love it. Anything would be the coolest.
So kind of jumping
now
off.
Now he also, though, before you leave that, Guido, he also tweeted out some of his, Wes tweeted out some of his favorite four from each region. So people should check that out too. If you hadn't been following, that's a good way to check out the kind of the coolest helmets that were involved. So check that out too.
Yeah, there were some pretty great helmets in there, but also kind of following off of where Wes left off, our buddies at Coalfields and Company have a little competition of their own going for high school sports in West Virginia.
Yeah, super cool. Picking up right where. So if you were sad that the helmet tournament came to an end, then you can head over to Coalfields and Company. And, we talked to Troy Lilly a while back. They're doing a, Guido, it's a preseason publication tournament, like a cover tournament, right.
Like a magazine. Yeah, for the cover of their magazine that they put out preseason before, you know, usually comes out in August for the high school sports in West Virginia. And so he's got a little competition going. Same kind of scenario, an online bracket. You can vote and pick which team and players. I think he's got the players listed in there too. Will be on the cover of Cofields and Company.
Yeah, right.
This season, so it's kind of cool. I like it. I like all it. I love that to see, which I feel like, guys, when we were in high school in West Virginia, well, Johnson and I, when we were in high school in West Virginia, there wasn't as much of this going on.
No, I'm like jealous. See, yeah.
Yeah, I am too. Like, I like to see so much spirit being built on high school athletics.
Yeah, it's super cool.
In West Virginia. And also, congratulations to Troy and Cofields and Company. I don't know if you guys heard, but not only are they the premier place to check out and see rankings for West Virginia high school athletes, but they've taken on the state of Kentucky now. So now they also are doing the exact same thing that they do, the player rankings, and getting out that information to all of those college recruiters for the state of Kentucky as well. Not that we have a lot of Kentucky listeners. Women might have
some. Yeah, well, but you can imagine.
They're probably too busy going to Go Mart and buying Mountain Dew.
Well, no, but if you have.
Well, there go our two listeners.
But if you're in the Kentucky, Ohio, West Virginia tri-state area, for example, and even down into the southwestern part of the state, your team probably has Eastern Kentucky high school teams on its schedule anyway. Right. So I can see people, I think it's cool because I can see people already kind of wanting to know and keep up with teams. And so here's a way that you can do that. I think it's super cool.
Real quick. Side note, you mentioned tri-state area.
Yes.
How come every state has multiple tri-state areas?
Yeah, you know, when I was a kid, I thought it was special to be in the tri-state area. And then I moved when I was in middle school, and I realized everywhere is the tri-state area. Yes, I was.
You're still in the tri-state area.
Yeah. Connecticut, New Jersey, tri-state area, because that makes sense.
It's probably easier to say where isn't a tri-state area, I guess.
I bet you there are parts of Maine that don't have a tri-state area.
Right, yes. I mean, that's pretty much it, right?
Hawaii.
Right. Hawaii doesn't have a tri-state area. Alaska. Alaska doesn't either. Nice. So moving on back to college sports, guys. The Big 12 has announced that starting June 15th, only football players can start to do workout programs at their facilities. And then the rest of fall athletes can start July 1st. What's this mean, Johnson? What do you think this means?
Well, I guess, not having, I guess my first reaction to this, Guido, at least on the dates, you know, that you just threw out there, my takeaway was, okay, right. Football didn't have or at least they didn't have the same semblance of spring ball that they normally would have had. So maybe we're giving them kind of a, you know, the first jump to get things going, to make up for a little bit of that. Not that you can just suddenly make up for all that, but maybe, you know, jumpstart them first, and then hopefully they wipe down all of the gym equipment for everyone else that shows up on July 1st, I guess. I don't know. That was my first thought.
Well, you also have to remember that, you know, most of those sports have their own facility. So, you know, you are kind of limited. The football guys are only in the football facility for the most part. But I think for me, you know, the thing that it makes me think about now is, all right, so we've lost the vast majority of spring practices. They are not allowed to do practices or anything. This is just workouts. This is just going in and preparation, preseason preparation, as we'll call it. They're saying camps are going to start on time. They're saying that the season's going to start on time. For me, I think it's the first feeling that I've had in the last 10 weeks or so that actually football may come this fall. Like, there actually may be football play. WVU might have a game this fall, where I think prior to hearing all of this, I was a bit unsure of what would happen.
Here's my thought. I don't know that the Big 12 can stop any college from telling their coaches, hey, if you want to practice with your athletes on campus, go right ahead and do so. Like, what is the Big 12? Like, if you were in violation of that, or what, are they going to tell you you have to forfeit your first game or something? I don't think, I mean, that's what I don't get. I get why they're doing it, because conferences probably feel they need to go out and kind of make a statement either one way or the other to kind of make people feel like things are going to happen. But in reality, the conference doesn't govern the universities. It's more of a loose association of universities. Like, you know, the Mountain East commissioner, I don't know that he can go around and tell the colleges you can start practicing on this day. I think they can practice if they want to.
Yeah, I guess you're just getting more toward like who enforces that, or what's the enforcement of
right.
it, really,
then,
right? Like,
and I also think, like, so if the Big 12 is coming out and saying football only, and I'm a basketball athlete, or I'm a another fall sport, a women's soccer, you know, I typically practice throughout the summer. Why do I have to wait for this arbitrary date? You know, what's different about me and my health compared to a football player and their health? So I find that, like, I think for me, and I don't know why I would feel this way. I guess it's having coached other sports. Like, I want my kids in the gym, or I want my kids working just as much as the football coaches do. Yeah, football makes money. Maybe my sport doesn't, but why? I mean, if we're just going to set arbitrary dates, why can't you include me in those arbitrary dates?
Right, but I think, I mean, football starts a lot earlier than the rest of those sports when it comes to preseason camp.
I don't think so. For the most part, teams are year-round. Now, you right. hear more about football camps and stuff because it's more publicized. Nobody knows, like, we're not hearing about, oh, the women's first day of practice, you know, in July. I started, for me, when I coached soccer, my first day of practice is the same as the high school football team.
Well, yeah. And to me, it's not, I mean, you know, I don't want to be naive here, because I guess if I'm a player, I probably see it differently. But June 15th to July 1st is not, I mean, is that really that huge of a deal? I feel like it's not that huge of a deal. I'm sure if, like you said, if I'm a player in one of those other sports, I'm kind of like looking at it sideways, like, well, why can't we all just start at the same time? Like, why are we given preferential treatment? I get to your point, Scoot, but at the same time, it's like, is that really a big, you know, a big deal? I don't know.
Well, and I think this all kind of, you know, ties into what direction everything's going to happen this fall. Like, are we going to see, first of all, we're assuming that we're going to see football games. Are we going to see fans in the stands? Are we going to see any sort of, other than television, revenue generated? You know, you think WVU doesn't play a game. They don't play a home game. You've got all those seats that are empty. You've got all that concession money. You've got all of the surrounding area.
What are they going to do with those dollar coins that you get for change when you go to the concession right. stand? I've never
They're
been anywhere else where they just hand out dollar coins.
They give away the dollar coins.
And change. Like, what?
Well,
in the world,
but Guido,
a dollar
I mean,
bill?
We did get another... We did get another vote of confidence, though. You know, last week we talked about President Gee coming out and giving his opinion, and now we kind of had, you know, we picked up the story. We were talking about it earlier. Matt Wells, senior associate athletics director for external affairs, which, by the way,
that's a title.
You need a big nameplate on your desk to fit all that on there, I feel like.
hopefully, you know, he doesn't have an office in the corner, because then it would have to wrap around the corner. And you'd be like, what does that mean?
Well, he was on a Mountaineer Insider podcast late last week. And
not ours.
And he was saying, no, sadly not ours. But he was saying that, you know, people should go ahead and plan to renew or buy their season tickets still on pace for the June 1st deadline. And he was saying that there are about 70% of season tickets purchased versus, like, you know, a normal off season. So I think there's another vote of confidence, at least, that, like, you know, someone associated saying, hey, you know, prepare, get ready for a season to be played. So, yeah, who knows what that's going to mean for fans being able to attend, but it sure seems like people are thinking full speed ahead for a season.
Well, it'll be interesting in all, like, not just collegiate football, but also in NFL and everything else this fall is, you know, I think even though all of them are saying, hey, we're going to have full stadiums. I still think that there's probably some percentage put onto it where only certain, but I think it's also done, you know, by state or even municipality. Like, you know, New York City may not, or wherever, you know, they may only let so many players in, or so many people in the stands, a percentage of so many people in the stands, where in Morgantown, it doesn't matter. You know, I think that there are probably some areas where I don't think that it's not a hot spot. They'll fill the stadium. If you're in the Northeast, they may not let you fill the stadium.
Well,
you know?
And again, so, like, even if you don't, so let's say you let, you know, 25% capacity in or something. I'm just making up a number. How do you then enforce that 25% of capacity doesn't all congregate in the north end zone? I mean, you know, like, what's the enforcement for that kind of stuff? I mean, you're still leaving it up to people to, you know, whatever, social distance and keep, you know, stay apart. I mean, in the stadium, it's not even like you have an assigned seat, but you're on a long metal bench. Like, you can, like, nothing's keeping me from, you know, kind of sitting wherever.
Well,
in that
think about
row,
the
for
student
example.
Section at the Coliseum.
Yeah,
there aren't even any seats.
Right.
So you're going to tell
first come.
So let's
first
say
come,
you limit the
serve.
Capacity, and let's say you limit it to, I don't know, 30 students, 40 students. How do you keep those 40 students 6 feet apart?
Yeah, they're all going to be in the first 10 rows or whatever. Sure, they are. Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
That's why I think it's going to be really hard. I mean, if that's still a thing, social distancing and 6 feet, which I don't see it going away in the next 6 weeks to a month to 3 months or whatever, you know, it's not going away anytime soon. I guess you can't go 6 weeks to a month. That was poorly said. But how do you, you know, I don't see fans. How do you see, I would like to see fans there. Listen, there are a lot of places I would love to go back to and eat normally and do things that I normally would do. I don't know when that'll happen.
Scoot, if you want to go to Bob Evans, for goodness sake, go to Bob
Evans.
That's
Scoot, right.
Scoot, if you want to go get your hair cut by a professional, go get your hair cut by a professional.
I think,
like, come on.
I think I'm going to see how long I can get the wife to continue to cut the hair.
It's a budgetarily, it's nice, isn't it?
It's not bad. It's not bad.
It's not bad budgetarily.
It's not bad.
Hey, anyway, speaking of the Coliseum, we haven't brought this up yet. Did you know, Scoot, that you can go and buy yourself an old Coliseum stadium?
Ironically, I did know that because
you bought one. Tell me you bought one.
No, I did not buy one. But a local resident close to where I'm from and who resides in the county in which I work, he is the benefactor. He is buying all of the new seats.
Oh, okay.
He's donated the money to buy the new seats for the Coliseum.
Oh, wow.
So I did know that they were getting replaced, and I guess I would assume that you could buy them. For me, I don't know, like, those seats are never really comfortable to me, ever. Any Coliseum arena seat. So,
well, what if I told you they also don't come with armrests when you buy them, Scoot?
You're not getting armrests. I saw that.
So
you're just getting the back and the
add
seat.
Add that to your assessment of comfort level.
Like, I don't think that's all that great. Now, if you want to do some sort of artistic display where you've got it hung up on a wall or something, okay, but for functional use, like, I'm not buying those to sit around my pool.
Oh, come on. They're not functional use items. I mean, I would want one. I'd love to have one. And then you could just be creative in how you use it. I still think it's like when I went into when they were replacing the turf at Mountaineer Field while I was there and I don't think I broke in. I climbed over a fence. Maybe I did break in. I don't know. But I took the Eastern. I took the Eastern Panhandle out of the state, and I had that somewhere for the longest time. You would not imagine. You could not imagine how much sand was in that turf. Like, it made me wonder how those guys ran on it, and it had to be a joy to be tackled. By the way,
wait. We gotta go back and take it. We gotta go back and talk about this story here in a second. You broke into Mountaineer Field. And stole the Eastern Panhandle?
I mean, I climbed over a fence. I shimmied through a gate. Went out on the field. I mean, I don't feel like a felon.
Is this in any kind of way a response or your type of response? You may have heard a couple months back, some of the West Virginia Congress was offering several counties in Virginia the opportunity to come to West Virginia. Is this your way of in essence stealing something back for those counties? Is this, I'm just trying to link that to you.
No, Scoot, you know what he did? He took the Eastern Panhandle there, and then he got himself some yellow paint, and he painted a dot right where Winchester, Virginia is.
Put a new,
so that he could say it was
new boundary. New,
annexed into West Virginia.
So, like, there's a part of green turf, and now it's got, like, a blue or a yellow line around this dot to get him into West Virginia.
You guys are pals. You so spend rough. One day getting birthed there, and then you come directly home, and it's not good enough for you guys. You guys are pals.
So let me ask you this question, Johnson. Your social security number... Does it start with the typical West Virginia first two or three numbers?
Of course it does.
Okay, just checking.
I'm not going to say it on the... You want me to say my social security number on the podcast?
No, I'm not going to do that. And when you're done with that, can you get your routing number out there?
That's right. No, but I think this is cool. I would definitely buy a Coliseum seat. I bet you'll be surprised how many people try to get their hands on Coliseum seats. How much are they? I think the, let's just see here. I think the article said $100.
Let me ask this question. By buying a seat, are you commemorating the players and the games played, or are you commemorating the fan that may have sat in that seat?
That's a good question. You don't know who's been in that seat.
So wouldn't it be more beneficial or like, wouldn't it be more to me, nostalgic to buy the turf or to buy the part of the playing surface?
I guess the first thing started with offering the season ticket holders the ability to buy their own seat. So the season ticket holders were allowed to buy their seat that they had purchased as a season ticket, you know, holder for X amount.
If you get one of those padded things, do you get that as well?
Yeah, I know. I don't know. They should throw that in.
And what if you got a seat that somebody puked in?
Scoot, no one puked in your seat. Anyway, you don't know that.
But listen, I've been around some fans.
But you're commemorating. Well, yeah, you know what? Someone could have puked in the seat, but you're going to give it a thorough cleaning. I mean, you're wiping down everything right now because of COVID anyway. You're just going to wipe your seat down as well.
I mean, he wiped down everything before.
For
COVID.
Buying seats, I'm not as big a seat guy. Like I said, now you've got Coliseum floor. That's kind of neat. You've got, dirt from the Polo Grounds pitcher's mound or something in New York City. That's kind of neat.
But you don't get excited about a stadium seat?
You got a seat from Fenway Park. Those things are the most uncomfortable things of all time.
But it's still neat, though. It's cool.
I mean,
it's cool to have.
What are you going to do with it?
I don't know. It's a display.
I'm
going to
sit in it while I watch WVU play basketball.
There's no way you're sitting in it.
No,
I'm gonna buy one now just to show you how I'm sitting in it on game day.
I hope you wipe it off.
I can't wait.
I'm gonna sit in it, and I'm gonna hold one of those like $10 flat Cokes that you can get at the concession stand, and I'm gonna sit it down by the side of the seat and then pick it up to drink, and then
can
I'm gonna
do
sit it down
favor?
To the side
can
of
you
the
get,
seat.
Gigantic fake ears so you can be like that fan ear man that walks around
and a big foam finger, maybe. Yes. Like we're number one foam finger. No, it's cool. Yeah, and so they're $100 per seat, and some of the ones are the padded seats, and then some of the ones are the plasticky things you're thinking about.
Yeah, you gotta buy the padded.
I would also like you to wear headphones anytime you sit on that seat. I want you to wear a headset,
the kind with the antenna,
as if you're listening to Tony Caridi. Yes.
Yeah, on the
yeah, right,
and a newspaper.
Yeah,
those guys always have like a newspaper as well.
It's like they're not even watching the basketball game; they're listening to Tony and reading the newspaper. Hey guys, did you see this week? Bruce Irving was on television doing an interview with Fox Sports. What was it? I don't even remember who it was with. But
Bruce Irving. He was on CBS. He was on with CBS.
CBS Sports. So the quote of the whole thing was, she asked how you're doing, and he said, "Life is good, I am rich," and then went on and talked about
he said, "I'm healthy, I'm rich,
I'm healthy, all right,
I'm living the American dream." And what caught my attention, you know how you're scrolling through Twitter, and you're just, you know, videos will pop up that people have embedded in tweets and catches your attention. Well, what caught my attention about this is, I saw Bruce Irvin's Twitter, which I'm always going to read anything that comes through about Bruce Irvin anyway, but he's like, it's like this lady interviewer who's like, you know, formal interview, like from a TV set. And then it's Bruce with no shirt on that looked like he just
None.
Like got out of a pool or something. So
yeah, right.
That's what cracked me up was Bruce is like right out of a workout. And she's like, hey, what, you know, where are you coming to us from? And he's just like, I just got done working out.
You know who plays at Seattle?
But I mean, I guess
Geno Smith
besides Geno.
Geno's the backup there. Yeah.
Beast mode. Marshawn Lynch.
Oh,
he's
yeah,
taking care
right.
of his mentals. He's taking care of his chickens, and he's taking care of his bread.
His bread.
He did all three of those yeah. things. And that's basically he's what he said in that interview.
Yeah, that is pretty much what Bruce said in that interview. He just said it in normal English.
Do you think they hang out? Do you think Bruce and Marshawn hang out? They look like a couple of guys that would hang out.
Well, but they probably go back, like, way back, though, right? Because, I mean,
they're both Bruce... from. Are they both from California? Where's Bruce from originally? No, he's from Georgia, I think.
Yeah, I think Bruce is from the Atlanta area, right?
Yeah. Marshawn went to Cal. He's...
But, I mean, they've both been with the Seahawks forever now.
Yeah, he's...
Off
I
and
think
on.
They're, I think they hang out.
Yeah, I was going to say, Bruce has been off and on.
Same with Marshawn.
You'd hang out with Marshawn.
I would hang out with Marshawn. He does things...
Marshawn,
I would love...
Marshawn well, wouldn't hang out with you, but...
I don't think he would either.
No, he would definitely hang out with me.
You think?
Oh, man, we'd cut up.
We'd cut up. I'd love to hear a conversation between Scootie and Marshawn Lynch. It would be the most entertaining conversation.
I like Bruce Irvin being back in Seattle, though.
Yeah.
To me, that's cool to see him back there because he was so good
we
for
might,
them.
We might have to become Seattle fans yeah. this year just for that. Yeah, no. Bruce is there. Geno's the backup again. That was good for him.
I like the colors.
Scoot likes Scoot. The colors. He likes that bright green that's in there that they put in there. Yeah,
I do.
So that's cool. Also, Johnson, we've been tweeting out. You and I are addicted to every Friday.
Oh, I am.
Mountaineer yes. Sports has been tweeting out Fleming Fridays and
Fleming Fridays.
This week was one of my all time oh, yeah. favorites. It was the 88 Penn State scene setter
yep.
that Jack did. And it was like, it was just perfect, Jack.
It's so good.
It was, what do you call them? Yuppie followers? The yuppie followers of Penn State, of Joe Paterno?
Yes, that's what cracked me up. Yeah. Well, and he talks about Joe Paterno being like the Darth Vader from the North, stuff like that, you know?
Little did he know. Little did Jack know at the time.
Well, and
how Joe would, how the mighty
would fall. Contend, and I think people of our age group, Guido, I'll just leave it at that. This is kind of the reason I became such a big WVU fan. I honestly, because Jack made everyone feel 10 feet tall and bulletproof. And like, this is a perfect example of where you felt like we were going to war, you know, you were readying for battle. And I love right. it. I love these. I love every Friday seeing these pop up. They're always so good.
They're great. And as much as I do like Tony, we may pick on him every now and then. I think Tony does a great job. I think just growing up and having listened to Jack and Woody, like that voice still just resonates with me for WVU.
Yeah. Well, and that's, I'm glad you said that because it's certainly no slight at Tony. I certainly don't mean it that way. I mean, I love Tony, but there's just, to me, that's the nostalgia of that voice come, you know, I think about what I was doing at the time or the people I was with or, you know, where I was listening to those games, because you also have to keep in mind now this game certainly was on TV, but people forget that then it wasn't a given that we were just on TV every week. You know, you had to, you know, if it was a big game, you were hoping you could catch it on TV. So the radio was always nearby at that time.
Well, and I've always appreciated that Tony has never called himself and refuses to call himself the voice of the Mountaineers, because that's what Jack was always called, and that's what he always called himself. And Tony Caridi, who has never done that. I mean, you got to think, Jack Fleming called his first, think about this. I mean, granted, 96 was his last year, so Jack's last year was 96. He called his first WVU game on the radio in 1947.
Oh, my
so, I mean,
gosh. Yeah,
that is a long time. Yeah. I mean, Tony's been around a long time. Tony's been around 24, almost 25
yeah,
years.
Which is a huge timeline itself. Yeah,
but Jack started in 47 and ended
That's
in 96
crazy.
Was his last year. So, yeah, definitely, definitely cool. So check out Fleming Fridays if you get a chance. We always retweet them on our @GotYourEars Twitter account, but definitely check it out. Well, listen, guys, let's take a quick break. We're going to come back with everybody's favorite segment, Bluff the Fluffs. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Got Your Ears On.
Vortec Knives is a West Virginia-owned and operated company specializing in high-quality steel, fast-opening, everyday carry-in knives. If you go to VortecKnives.com today and use the code GYEO, you get a 25% discount on your entire order. That's Vortec, V-O-R-T-E-K, Knives.com, a West Virginia-owned and operated company specializing in fast-opening, high-quality, everyday carry knives. Vortec Knives.
All right, welcome back to Got Your Ears On. I'm Guido, along with Scoot and Johnson. Don't forget, check us out on the social medias. You can find us on Facebook. Just search Got Your Ears On. We're on Instagram and Twitter at Got Your Ears. It's pretty enjoyable. We're funny, and we like to retweet.
if we do say so ourselves.
I think we're funny.
I'm hilarious.
And, and if you don't believe him, just ask. Guys, it's time for everybody's favorite segment, and mine too. It's Bluff the Fluffs time, and Johnson, you seem to be running away.
I think I'm up 3-1, right?
3-1 after your win last week, 50-15 for where.
And it was convincing
yes,
win.
I mean, he just destroyed.
I'm pumped for this week.
I mean, these competitions have an asterisk after them.
Why? Because of the coronavirus.
Johnson has had extended time to study.
You want it like on a college transcript? You want the results to show that it happened under a time of duress?
These are like
may not reflect
the Barry Bonds home runs and the Sammy Sosa home runs of the era that we were playing in.
Yeah, this is his coronavirus is his steroid.
All Johnson does is study. He studies for these quizzes.
Yes.
It's ridiculous. I'll try to FaceTime him. He'll send me a message. Can't FaceTime right now. Reading up. I don't even know how he knows what the topics are going to be. I feel like there's a leak.
Maybe you got a chance this week, Scoot. I feel like you have a chance this week. I don't know why I feel that way, but this week, a little different. This week, we're doing a little bit of multiple choice. Guess the price of a food item.
Oh, this is like the Price is Right.
Oh no, I'm bad at this, Guido.
Oh no, you're gonna get four choices.
I do a lot of grocery shopping in my house. Do I have a better chance?
So that's exactly what I was gonna say. Scoot does a good amount of grocery shopping. He likes to go to the stores.
I up until this pandemic, I did it all.
Well, no, I'm clearly the grocery getter in my house. I'm just saying that I tend to overestimate things.
So this will be interesting. I really feel like Scoot has a chance. So you never know. But so every question, you get four choices. You have to pick the correct one in order to get your 5 points. You can steal for 10 points if the person gets it wrong. And don't forget, the final bluff is always worth 25 points. Right before we started, we had a completely and total random flip of the coin, and Johnson came out on top and gets to go first this week. Johnson, first question is to you.
All right.
How much is a large cheese pizza at Pizza Al's in Morgantown?
Oh man, okay. Makes me hungry.
Is it $9.99, $12.99, $12.50, or $14 even?
A large pizza. I'm gonna go for a large price. I'm gonna go
cheese pizza, no toppings.
I'm gonna go $12.99.
Ugh. That's incorrect. No, it is not $12.99. Scooty, your options are $9.99, $12.50, or $14 for a large cheese pizza. No toppings.
Well,
no toppings.
I do love cheese pizza. Let me just say that. I've never been to Pizza Al's. I've heard a little bit about it. I feel West Virginians aren't going to pay $14.99 for a large cheese pizza. I'm going to go with $12.50 because it's a weird price.
That's correct. $12.50 is
Al's
the correct
Pizza,
price
home of the weird price
for Pizza Al's large cheese pizza. Scoot takes a commanding lead early on against Johnson.
Oh
10
man, that was
and
a steal,
question,
wasn't it? Oh man, that's
no
that good.
That was a steal. Yes. This question goes back to you, Scoot. Your favorite at Country Club Bakery in Fairmont. How much is a dozen pepperoni rolls? All right, you get those bags.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
At Country Club Bakery, you get a bag of 12 pepperoni rolls in the bag.
Sure.
Right? How much is one of those bags? Is it A, $10, B, $14.99, C, $12.99, or D, $16?
Oof. Well, I'm not happy with the pricing. I'm going to say...
Scoot, think of all the pillars of pepperoni that you get in that bag.
Yeah.
Pillars. You get 12. Well, no, there's usually like two or three per pepperoni.
That's probably 36.
You get like 20.
It's probably 36 pillars of pepperoni in there.
You said, did you say $12.99 was an option? 12?
Yes, I did.
That's the answer I'm going with. $12.99. Well,
that's incorrect. It is not $12.99. Johnson, back to you for the steal. $10, $14.99, or $16?
I'm going to go $14.99.
That's correct. $14.99.
Tied it up, Scoot.
Johnson ties it back up on the steal. Scoot, you had the lead. You had the lead and you threw it away.
I'm going to reserve and not say what I feel about that last question.
The fine folks at Country Club Bakery don't want to hear.
They don't want to hear my thoughts. They don't.
All right. So moving on, we're back to you, Johnson. How much is the Ron? That's the name. The Ron. At Tudor's Biscuit World. The Ron is a sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich on biscuits.
I'm familiar with the Ron.
How much is the Ron? Is it $3.50, $4.25, $5.50, or $2.99?
I think the Ron is $4.25.
It's incorrect. Scoot.
Okay, before I answer my question, repeat what it consists of.
It's a sausage, egg, and cheese on biscuits.
So,
or a biscuit.
If you, that sounds pretty basic, right? I mean, that's a pretty basic breakfast sandwich.
Basically awesome and basically like, huge.
So Ron must be a pretty average guy.
Who is this Ron?
It's a horrible name for a sandwich. The Ron. Okay, so he said four something, right? That was his answer. It was
he guessed $4.25. That's what he guessed. What's left is $3.50, $5.50, or $2.
Oh, it's a $3.50 sandwich.
That's incorrect. The correct answer is $5.50.
That's a ripoff.
That's a basic sandwich.
Pretty,
like Ron's pretty hefty, Scoot. Like you
that's
get.
Ron comes
over the middle, like bringing a load. You know what I mean? Like he's like, that's a big biscuit.
I mean, well, I could go other places, what you just said. So we're not going to go there, but, I still think it's a ripoff for that type of sandwich.
That I'm just saying it is kind of,
I mean,
crazy.
I feel like you just offended the Tudor's Biscuit World.
Listen,
listeners,
if they want to pony up some cash and sponsor us, I will sing their praises.
Not after you offended the Ron. I mean,
that's true.
I mean, all right, whatever.
All right, so we're still tied 10 apiece. Nobody got that correct answer. And we are back to you, Scoot, for this one. And I have a feeling, since you still live in West Virginia and we have moved out, I have a feeling that you will have the correct
answer.
Yeah,
I've got a feel for it.
Your governor in West Virginia, what's his favorite restaurant?
Bob Evans. He loves Bob Evans.
So how much at Bob Evans is the whole hog? Now, first I got to tell you what's in the whole hog. With the whole hog, you get two strips of crispy bacon, two sausage patties, two sausage links, one slice of hickory smoked ham, two fresh cracked eggs cooked to order, one hot cake, and one slice of brioche French toast. Plus, you get your choice of hash browns or golden brown home fries. All right,
I'd probably go with the hash browns.
That is a lot of pig. That is a lot of pig.
That is a heart attack on a plate is what that is. So here's how much. How much?
Do you know what their slogan is?
I don't.
What's
down on the farm?
So here you go. So the whole hog at Bob Evans. Is it $10.49, $9.49, $12.99, or $8.90.
Oh, that's a big boy. That's a $12.99er.
I'm sorry, Scoot. That's incorrect. It is not $12.99. Johnson, for you, 10 points in the steal. Is it $10.49, $9.49, or $8.99?
I'm going to go $10.49 because of all that pig.
That is a lot of pig. That is a correct answer. $10.49.
So let me ask you this question.
We'll get you all.
You guys are smart consumers, right? Would you consider yourself a smart consumer, Johnson?
I mean, I feel like yes.
$10.49 for all of that. And what was the dozen pepperoni rolls?
It was the dozen pepperoni rolls is $14.
Okay, let's talk about some pricing, shall we?
Well, I feel like with the pepperoni rolls, though, that's something that lasts for days. Like, you don't eat 12 pepperoni rolls in a sitting. There are people who go and eat the whole hog for a
sitting.
And
then you don't need to eat for days. So they work both ways.
Do you think,
unless you're getting that hospital food after you have to have an angioplasty?
Do you think that Governor Justice would say that you get
pig in
every
shape, form,
like,
or fashion?
Every form, yeah, every shape, form, and fashion of the pig on that plate.
Of the pig.
That's right.
That's exactly what he would say. That's about as political as we get on this show, folks. So,
was that a steal for me?
That was a steal. So you take the lead 20-10, and this question is back to you, Johnson. At the Greenbrier's famous lobby bar.
Okay.
How much does it cost to get an old fashioned? The old fashioned, like the drink, right? Is it $7, $12, $14, or $9?
We're at the Greenbrier. I'm going to say
$14. That's correct. $14 for an old
fashioned. I mean, everything is expensive at the Greenbrier, right?
I've never been.
It's an expensive place. Everything's expensive there. Even for West Virginia standards, it's like super expensive. But like even for like Boston standards.
So I'm assuming it's an expensive drink, regardless of what it is.
So correct, $14 for an old fashioned, which is like not even 8 ounces, 10 ounces of liquid. It's a lot per ounce. And that's all I'm saying. It's a lot per ounce.
See, Scoot, the people at Bob Evans, they are not serving that old fashioned.
No, but the Country Club Bakery, they like to pair their pepperoni rolls with an old fashioned.
That may be. All right. So moving on, for you, Scoot, final question before final bluff.
I'm on it. Gotcha.
Say that 10 times real fast. All right, Scooty. I feel like every week you get a question that's circled around this. What is the average cost of a pound of ramps in the state of West Virginia? So if you went up to a farm stand and you bought a pound of ramps, what would be the average cost? All right. Is it
people in Richwood right now are doing the Horseshack, like the
all right. Is it $5 per pound, $20 per pound, $13 per pound, or $7 per pound? This is for ramps. You're getting a bunch. You're getting a pound of ramps.
A pound, Scoot.
A pound of ramps. I used to watch a show called Appalachian Outlaws, and they were hunting ginseng. They were sanging, going after the ginseng, and a pound of ginseng was bringing in a couple $100 for a pound of ginseng. So they're not similar at all, other than they are found wildly in the ground.
Right.
I'm going to say $7 a pound for ramps. Get you some.
That's incorrect. It is not $7.
Scoot on cheap.
I'm glad
on
you
the
came
pound
at
of ramps
with confidence. Johnson, the steal is to you. Is it $5, $20, or $13?
Ooh, I'm gonna go $13.
Ugh. It's incorrect. $20 a pound is the average cost.
Is that,
for,
I guess, because
ramps.
There's some work that goes into finding the ramps, right?
Maybe there is. Maybe it's just such a delicacy, a stinky, stanky delicacy.
Scoot, I feel like there's an economy there for ramps. Like,
I mean, so you're telling me I should go out and look
I
for
mean,
them?
I mean, they're not,
I mean,
not ginseng.
Maybe.
It's
but...
not ginseng.
All right, so we go into final bluff. Johnson, you have... A slight lead, right? 25 to 10. That's not bad. But final bluff, guys, is worth 25 points. So it's still anyone's game. Guys, as always, before we go into Final Bluff, we have to have buzzers for the week. Scoot, let's hear what your buzzer is for this week.
Fire.
All right. He's got the fire buzzer all lit up. Johnson, what do you got? What do you got for a buzzer for us?
Ramps.
Ramps. That was last week's like buzzer, it. Too, yeah. Wasn't it?
Come on.
I like it.
Or 2 weeks ago. Original. 2 weeks ago. Yeah, really?
Oh, yes.
On. All right, guys. Final question here on Bluff the Fluffs for 25 points. At the famous, the Guy Fieri has been there. Everybody knows it in the state of West Virginia.
Hillbilly hot dogs.
At the famous Hillbilly hot dogs in LaSage, West Virginia. The original home wrecker, which is a 15-inch, one-pound weenie, as they say, with 2 pounds of toppings. It's got jalapenos, or jalapenos, as they're sometimes called in West Virginia.
It's just ridiculous.
You got saute. You've got, listen, I'm from parts of West Virginia. I've heard people call it that. You got sauteed peppers and onions. You've got nacho cheese. You got habanero, chili sauce. You got mustard, slaw, lettuce, tomatoes, shredded cheese, all piled high on that. It is, as they like to say, it's 15 inches of pure eating pleasure. How much does it cost? And don't forget, if you eat it in under 12 minutes, you get a free T-shirt, by the way.
Ugh.
All right? I think you should do that. You can do that, Scoot. Can
yeah,
you
eat Scoot. It? That you is eat your that food challenge.
Even with all the time.
That is your you food challenge.
The jalapenos would get me. The jalapenos would be horrific in 12 minutes. Oh, my God.
Yeah, they'd be horrific yeah. the next morning. They'd be okay in the 12 right. minutes.
It's the 24th minute that you do it, Scoot. Have to worry, not.
Yeah, right, right. All right, here are your options for the cost of the Hillbilly Hot Dogs, the original home wrecker. Is it $12.99, $14.99, $19.99, or $32?
Fire.
Ooh, Scoot gets in quick with this one. Scooty, I feel like you've been there and you've purchased this.
I've not purchased it, but so there's a couple of factors, right? Hot dogs inherently are not very expensive. So right. Anything above this price is not a fair price. So if my answer is wrong, I would like to say that I could create the same thing for less.
okay.
So
I'm sure you can create the same thing for less because, you know, as a business, they probably have markup and overhead.
Well,
and other
I'm just telling you folks, if my answer is incorrect, you're getting ripped off. call your Better Business Bureau. I am going to say, give me my options again. $14.99.
That's incorrect. That is not the correct price of the home wrecker. Johnson, you're guaranteed to win once again, but just so we have some final points, what do you think the answer is?
So 32 seems way too highfalutin, right? I mean, come on.
For a hot yeah. dog? Okay.
But I think you had a choice there for $19.99. I'm going to go with that.
Boom. That's correct. $19.99.
It's a hot
dog. It's 3 pounds of stuff.
It's a hot dog with some fixins.
It's like $6.50 per pound of stuff or something. I mean, it's like a lot.
I mean, I think it's a ripoff. Think about, okay, so what is the, you're eating it, right?
Yes.
What else would you eat?
Are you holding it while you eat it? Are you?
This is a fork and knife affair.
If I'm racing against time, I've got all my cups of water set out, taken and ripping and dunking in the water.
Gross.
And Kobayashi, Joey Chestnut.
Nah, those are like right plain down. Hot dogs, right? That's not yes. Kobayashi's not eating this monster.
I am unrelated, but it's semi-related. I once won a pie-eating contest.
Okay.
There were 30 teams. You had a partner. They placed the pie on your partner's head, and whoever ate the pie fastest using no hands and just your face, you won. 30 teams, I won.
What kind of pie?
It was like whipped cream for the most part.
What was the prize?
I think I got like a medal, like a thing you wear around your neck.
You don't have it still? I'm surprised it's not hanging behind you.
I mean, I'd have to locate it.
Was this
it,
at but, gym show, Scoot?
No, this was not at the gym show. This was my senior year of high school. Listen, bottom line, food, I can eat it fast. This home wrecker dog, I don't even want to eat
it
fast.
I think we should make a trip to LeSage. We should order the home wrecker, and you should take the 12-minute home wrecker challenge. I feel like that's perfect for you.
I want no jalapenos are horrible.
What? I mean, you don't know how many's in there. Do that either. That's the thing. Like, you don't know how many they've. Well,
apparently, poundage. There's a poundage.
So would you pull the jalapenos off first and then eat them first and then do it, or would you pull them off and eat them?
I think
last?
You can't eat them. I think you can't eat them by themselves because then you're just basically knocking down a large chunk of jalapenos all at one time.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do that.
So
it's got to be mixed in. It's got to be mixed in.
Oh, we'll have to take that trip. Well, I've to be honest with you, all my years, I've never been to Hillbilly Hot Dogs. I got to get down there and try it sometime. So, well, listen, folks, once again, Johnson has come out victorious, and he wins 50-10 against Scoot. Tight game. Tight
Scoot,
game.
I'm up 4-1 now.
Up 4-1.
Again, asterisk era.
I feel like, Scoot, you got to pull out a win. I mean, you're on a
Johnson has relatives around the state. He's making phone calls before these bluff the fluffs. Trying to get the input.
How do you
He's
know?
Got his cousin. He's got cousin Tyler pricing goods over in the Eastern Panhandle.
I may food a friend. Who knows?
Maybe that's what it is. So, well, listen, folks, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with our brand new segment. We like to call Can't Believe My Ears. And we'll be right back on Got Your Ears On.
Tactical Legion Knives, a West Virginia owned and operated company that specializes in heavy duty tactical knives and gear for the professional warrior, the weekend warrior, and the outdoor warrior. Our products are built tough. For who? For warriors. Hey Mountaineer fans, make sure you go on Amazon and search Tactical Legion Knives, and when you do, make sure you put in the promo code 25TOBRADIO for Tob Radio. You'll get 25% off on Tactical Legion Knives.
All right, welcome back to Got Your Ears On. Don't forget, check out our website, gotyourearson.com. It's a great place to learn what we're talking about. Johnson has everything.
Yeah, so every show, we always post the new show. You can listen right in the website through the tune-in link. And then if you click on the blog entry for the show, then we put all the show links of stuff we talked about. So definitely check it out if you want to, you know, click the links and learn more about what we were talking about and catch up on that stuff. It's all right there.
You can get in touch with Wes Wilson that way, at Wes Wilson 247. Right. It'll be linked in the show notes. He can design you a helmet. He'll do it. Doesn't cost much. Have him do it for you. All right, Johnson, we're on to you. You brought us, it's usually Scooty, but this week you brought us the I Can't Believe My Ears segment.
It is usually Scoot. It is, well, so this was for me. I saw this and I was like, no, I can't believe my ears when I saw this. I'm wondering if you guys, though, are going to be like, no, my ears have already heard this. I'm not sure. So I saw earlier this week. At first I thought, no, that can't be right. But it's a picture of a red Solo cup. And it said, how old were you when you found out these lines are actually measurements? And then it pointed to each of the, so picture a red Solo cup, you know, the little divisions that build up the red cup. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So apparently this, yeah, exactly. So Guido's got one right now in our video call. So if you look at a red Solo cup, those lines actually correspond to measurements, liquid volume measurements. I did not know that. Did you know that?
I did not know that. Is that true?
Well, so
I didn't know
a little bit more research. So I found an article where they actually reached out to Solo, and Solo was like, no, that's just coincidence. And I don't know if that's Solo not wanting to say, yep, we put convenient measurements for college kids to measure out their alcohol quickly and efficiently, or if it's like really them saying no, that's not the case. But anyway, someone kind of went back through and kind of checked it out, and okay, if it is coincidence, it's oddly accurate. So like the very bottom line is essentially an ounce, so that first division you get to, and then the next division you get to is 5 ounces, And then the next division you get to is 12 ounces. So I don't know. I didn't know that. I could not believe my ears, Guido, when I saw this.
I can't believe my ears. So Johnson, I hate to break this to you.
What?
But it's not true. And not only is it not true, Business Insider debunked it in 2012.
No, I know, but that's the one I found too. And it says they still line up like crazy close.
They're close, but they're not exact.
I'm just saying, if you're in a pinch and you're like, you can just rely on your solo cup if I need 5 ounces. 5 ounces. Yeah, right. Come on.
Right. Because that's what Scoo does all the time.
Well, I feel like that's what he does.
Here's my thought. My thought is that the guys here at Got Your Ears On don't need to worry about solo when we've got our good friends at Silly Pint.
This is true.
Yes, this is true.
Silly Pint. We don't need measurements.
We just pour it in. We just pour it in. I have a question for you now. On the solo cup topic, we've all had to, have a beer or a drink out of a solo cup, especially if you're at Mountaineer Field and you're not allowed to have open containers in certain parking lots. Where do you fall on the faux solo cup, Scooty? Like Dixie makes a faux solo cup.
Okay, so I don't. I am. It's not going to surprise you. I am a consumer snob when it comes to certain products. And I feel I've bought and I've gone with the Hefty brand cup,
which is red.
They make them red. They look very similar. They smell funny on the inside.
Okay.
Solo cups do not smell funny. They just smell like a cup. Okay. I don't like anything that's going to overpower the scent of my drink.
What does a cup smell like?
These Hefty cups, they got a funny smell.
They got a
funny,
like a plasticky, weird smell is what you're saying.
Yeah, like it's like hot off the machine.
Like a cinch sack.
If you will. I don't want to drink a cinch sack. I'm not about that hefty cinch sack. I'm going to drink out of a red solo cup.
Do you like to drink out of a solo cup? Are you a fan of drinking out of solo cups, Scooty?
At times. I like a disposable cup. We have a dishwasher. I don't know why that is a big deal to me. It's not like I'm doing the dishes.
You have friends over. You're having a pool party, kids party, whatever.
We're going to go solo cups. Yeah, we're going to go solo cups. Yeah, we're going to go cups. That way it's easy garbage.
You know what else you're going to do, Guido? You're going to take a Sharpie and you're going to write your name on your solo cup because we're not wasting solo cups around here at this party.
I feel like that doesn't happen at this
now. No,
I feel Scoot gets a multiple.
Just plays fast and loose
drink.
When it comes to us, money is of no object.
Oh, okay.
When it comes to our solo cups,
he is loaded. Hey, when it comes
splurge,
to solo cups.
Knock yourself out.
How about this? This is a very older generation thing. How about those folks that wash their solo cups and reuse them? Because you know they're out there.
There are out there.
Yeah,
I think they put them to dry
next to their Ziploc bags.
They do.
Well, I just thought it was interesting that you could approximate almost extremely accurately your measurements with your solo cup lines. I had never heard that before.
Now, Johnson, here's a question I have for you. Why is it important to you? I mean, just because in case you want to see if you have like 5 ounces of Dasani or 12 ounces of Dasani.
Yeah, it's actually not important to me at all. I just love when something that you... I love one of those things that you've taken for granted forever, maybe your whole life, and then someone's like, hey, did you know this thing about that thing? And you're like, mind blown. I didn't know that. And this is one of those things. I didn't know that.
Mind blown.
I could not believe my ears.
He could not believe his ears, Scooty.
I couldn't believe his ears either.
Well, listen, folks, thanks for joining us this week. We'll be back with a new show sooner than later, hopefully. So keep checking us out online, on Facebook, on Instagram and Twitter at Got Your Ears. And don't forget to check out our website, gotyourearson.com. Hope everybody has a great week. Enjoy the lovely weather. Summer's here. Get outside and kind of dodge the COVID while you're doing it. So we'll see everybody next week. You're listening to Got Your Ears On.